Chapter 7, Liars and Thieves. And so Oliver ran on his merry way, thinking how happy Mr. Brownlow would be when he saw what a good job he did, when he was frightened by a loud scream. "Oh, my dear brother," a young woman shouted. Oliver barely had enough time to stop and see what was happening before a pair of arms threw themselves around his neck. "Don't," cried Oliver, struggling to breathe. "Let go of me. Who is this? Why are you grabbing me?" Oliver turned his head and saw it was a young woman dressed in red that was grabbing him. "Oh my," she said. "I found him. Oh, Oliver, Oliver, you naughty boy, to make me worry like that. Come home now. Oh, I found him. Thank heaven I found him." The young woman burst into tears and was crying so loud that a nearby group of men walked over to make sure everything was all right. "Oh, yes, yes, everything's fine," the young woman said, holding Oliver tighter. "My little brother here ran away from home last month, you see. Left our poor, hard-working parents to go join a band of thieves. It broke our dear mother's heart, but now it's time to come home, you cruel boy. Come on." "What a terrible wretch," said the first man. "Go home, you little monster," said another. "But I don't know her," Oliver replied, greatly alarmed. "I don't have a sister, or even a mother or a father." "Oh, what lies he tells," cried the woman. "Will someone please help me get him home before he runs away again?" At this, a young boy walked up and helped grab Oliver by the arms. It took him a moment, but Oliver recognized him. "Dodger?" he asked. "You see, he knows this boy, our other brother," the young woman shouted. "Now help me take him home, or he'll break my poor heart even further." "Yes, Nancy," said the Dodger. Then, together with Nancy, he started dragging Oliver down an alley. Oliver struggled against his captors. His cries for help were getting loud, so the artful Dodger raised a fist behind Oliver and knocked him on his head. Darkness set in, and Oliver didn't move or speak for the rest of the journey. Meanwhile, back at Mr. Brownlow's, the lamps were being lit, the sun was setting. Mrs. Bedwin waited anxiously by the open door, and Mr. Brownlow stood in the dark, listening to his pocket watch. Oliver opened his eyes again to find himself in Fagin's small, dirty room with the handkerchiefs hanging on lines above him. Nancy and the Dodgers still held him by the arms. "Oh, my!" cried Charlie Bates, unable to hold in his laughter. "Fagin, Oliver has returned. You must get in here and look at him." Charlie fell to the floor, holding his side. He wouldn't stop laughing. Oliver felt his face turn red in embarrassment and anger. Fagin entered the room and saw Charlie rolling on the floor. "Get up, you," Fagin said, ending Charlie's laughter with a kick to the boy's side. "Enough of that." Oliver struggled. Nancy and the Dodger held his arms tighter. Fagin knelt in front of the boy. "Welcome back, my boy," Fagin said. "Oh, we were so worried about you. So, so, so worried. Nearly broke my heart worrying about you so much." Fagin gently touched Oliver's suit. "And would you look at this? Someone's been having quite the good time without us. What a nice fine suit, the kind a young gentleman would wear. I must say it looks quite nice on you, Oliver." "He was carrying these," the Dodger said, passing Fagin the books Oliver had been carrying. Fagin looked through the books and then put them aside. "I'm sure we can find a new home for those, my boy. Can't have books taking up room here, after all." Fagin then put his hands into the pockets of Oliver's suit and pulled out the 5-pound note hidden inside. Fagin smiled at Oliver. "You just let me hold on to this now, yes? It'll be much safer with me, don't you worry." "Hello, what's this?" a voice asked. Oliver looked up and saw the face of Bill Sykes staring back at him. "That's mine, Fagin." "No, no it isn't," Fagin protested. "It's mine, Bill, mine. You can take the books." Bill stepped closer to Fagin. He towered over the old man. It's mine, he repeated. Payment for having Nancy help find your missing boy. The old man hesitated. Then, mumbling under his breath, he gave the money to Sykes. Sykes snatched it from Fagin's hand and put it into his own pockets. Cheer up, Fagin, Bill went on. You can always make the money back by selling those books. They're very pretty, said Charlie, trying to end the argument. They belong to Mr. Brownlow, Oliver said quietly. Bill swiftly turned his head in Oliver's direction. What was that? They belong to Mr. Brownlow, he repeated. To the good, kind old gentleman who took me into his home and helped me when I was sick and taught me many things and... Oliver was close to tears. Oh, please send them back. Send it all back. Keep me here forever if you want, but send the money and the books back. Otherwise, Mr. Brownlow will think I stole them. Mrs. Bedwin, too. Please, have mercy and send them back. Bill's face twisted in rage. He raised his hand and struck Oliver across the face. The blow sent the poor boy to the ground. What did you tell him? Bill asked angrily. He picked Oliver up and started shaking him. Did you tell him about this place, about what we do here? What did you tell him? Bill, stop it, Nancy cried. You're really hurting him. Bill pointed a warning finger at Nancy. Stay out of this, or you're next, he said before turning his attention back to Oliver. Well, boy, what did you tell him?
Nothing, Oliver replied, crying. I didn't tell him anything, I swear.
Bill let go of the boy, and Oliver fell back to the floor. Bill started pacing the room. Fagin and the others stood clear out of his way. Tell me, are you loyal to us? Bill asked the boy. Are we pals, Oliver? Oliver hesitated.
Yes, he said, knowing it was a lie. We are.
Bill smiled. Well then, you wouldn't mind doing your pal Bill a favor then, would you? Helping him with a little plan he's been working on?
Bill, what are you...
Quiet, Nancy, Bill interrupted. I'm making sure he is being honest with us. What do you say, pal? One tiny little favor for me, and then we're all square?
Oliver, knowing he really didn't have a choice in the matter, nodded his head and said, All right.
Good, Bill said, pleased. Fagin?
Yes?
Fagin asked softly. I'll be needing Oliver for tonight. I'll bring him back tomorrow morning, promise.
I don't know, Bill. I think maybe I should...
Bill pulled the 5-pound note out of his pocket and waved it in Fagin's face. Fagin gladly stopped talking and took the money from Bill's hand.
Bill?
Nancy asked.
What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to make sure he'll never tell on us, my dear, Bill replied. For after tonight, you see, we'll all become liars and thieves.